Hello and welcome to the Happy Healthy Entrepreneur Podcast with me, Sarah Swanton. And if you're new around here, then I want to welcome you. This podcast and the work that I do as a coach is all about supporting entrepreneurs with what I call the inner journey of being self-employed as it relates to how you approach your business, your life, and the relationships that matter to you as well. And as I was thinking about, well, what shall I do for this week's podcast? My thoughts immediately turned to World Mental Health Day, which is coming up on the 10th of October. Happens every year and it's been happening since 1992. And it was created originally, and still is, to educate, to raise awareness, and to really reduce the social stigma around mental illness. And I thought it'd be really useful this week to speak about the topic of burnout in entrepreneurs and really raise some awareness around what it is, how to recognize it, and what to do about it. Because if there's one thing I know for sure, trying to run a business while dealing with burnout, it's not an enjoyable way to spend your days. And the good news is it doesn't have to be like that. I know that in some entrepreneurial circles, burnout is talked about almost as though it's an inevitable part of being in business for yourself. And I just don't subscribe to that. I think it is, if you're not aware of it, it's quite easy to slip into. And I'm going to talk about how that can happen. But I do believe that once you have experienced it, it doesn't feel like something you want to experience again. And the messages that sometimes come through, like, oh yeah, that's just part and parcel of being, you know, being entrepreneurial, you're going to get a bit of burnout now and again. I just don't think that's helpful. So I am, gosh, this is turning out to be a little bit of a rant here, isn't it? Let's move on. So the first thing is to talk about, what is burnout? What is burnout exactly? Well, I think in essence, burnout is a message to you from you that you've been going about things in a way that doesn't work in the long term. So you've been going about things in a way that just isn't sustainable. And if you think about when you first start a business, it seems natural to want to spend all your time on it. You think about it all the time. You want to work on it all the time. You just want to get going. And of course, in the beginning, it can feel really quite effortless. And that's because you're fueled, if you like, on a dizzy combination of passion, of adrenaline. There's the support and cheerleading from your family and close friends that know about what you're up to. Maybe they're asking, you know, how's it going? Can I help with anything? And there's also that internal drive to really make this a success, particularly if you're coming from employment. There's that need to want to replace your salary as quickly as possible. So all the long hours, all the thinking, all the doing, it all seems quite appropriate in the early days. And when I say early days, that could be, you know, first few weeks, first few months. And what happens is that level of intensity, it comes at a cost, and of course different people have different thresholds. But after a while, we begin to get signals that we perhaps need to pull back a little bit. But of course, by then, the brain has quite efficiently created habits. So the long hours, the checking emails, the social media at all hours, that's all become an automatic activity. So on the one hand, you're in a habit of working in this intensive way, but it begins to show up as a cost to the rest of your life. It begins to show up as a cost perhaps to your health and to your relationships. So I'm going to talk about what are the signs of burnout? Like, how would you know? Well, you might recognize one or more of these symptoms. And the first is exhaustion. And it's that feeling, it's not just feeling a little bit tired, it's more of a, I don't think I can get out of bed feeling. But you still do, but it feels like you can't get out of bed. And on some days, it may reach the point where you actually cancel plans. And on some days, it may reach the point where you're not eating properly, because the thought of putting together even, you know, a home-cooked meal just feels too much. And so you maybe snack or get takeaway. And it's that kind of basic stuff that you would normally not really have too much thinking about that feels difficult and feels hard. Everything feels tough and a challenge. And I use the phrase walking through treacle. It's a bit like that. Everything feels harder than it should do. And the next is overwhelm. Now, as business owners, there is always something to do. There is always a long to-do list on the go, whether it's in your head or on paper. And it's whereas perhaps normally, yeah, you'd have this long list of things to do, but you'd be fairly realistic about it and chip away at a few things and realize that you can't get everything done. With overwhelm, everything feels important. It's really hard to make a decision about what is most important. And so there's that propensity almost to not do anything. And you get to the end of the day and think, well, what on earth have I actually achieved today? I've got all this stuff to do. Why am I not doing it? And yes, we can all have days like that. We can all have mornings like that or a couple of hours like that. And when you're not usually, when you're not in a state of burnout, you can usually turn it around, and maybe the thought occurs to you, okay, I'm going to go for a walk and then I'll come back to it. I'm going to go and have a coffee and I'll come back to it. And you can come back to it and almost press reset and go again. But this is more of a, so much to do, don't know where to start, and it's going on day after day after day after day. So stuff isn't getting done. Now, it's a really weird situation to be in, because you've got all this stuff to do. Your head is going, or if your head feels like it's going 100 miles an hour, but there's no action. It's like driving around with the handbrake on. You know that feeling of tired but wired. So it may be that you get off to sleep really quite easily because you're exhausted, but then you wake up at some point in the morning and it feels like immediately the head is full of stuff. Do this, do that, do this, do that. And of course, at 3 o'clock in the morning, there's not a lot that can be achieved. So, yeah, that tired but wired feeling. Or you may find that it's hard to even get off to sleep. And then the thoughts come in of, I've got a busy day tomorrow. I need to be on it. I need to sleep now. I need to sleep now. And of course, anyone who's ever had sleep problems, which we all have from time to time, but if you're having it night after night, it's really annoying not being able to go to sleep on demand, if you like. So the next one is anxiety, which is very much linked to this in that there's racing thoughts, and those racing thoughts are normally around the future or things that have happened that day or that week. And it's usually, anxiety is usually worrying about anything apart from this current moment, this being in the moment. So that's why it feels so difficult, because anxiety is, I'm going to really simplify this now, but anxiety is making stuff up, usually about the future, believing it to be true, and then stressing yourself out at the reality of what you're feeling to be true when it's not actually true. I probably could have said that more eloquently, but yeah, it's, and that's why it feels so hard, because you're trying to solve problems that haven't even happened yet. And so the brain's like, what are you doing? And but it feels very, very real in the moment. So what tends to happen when we're in an anxious state of mind is that we become extremely black and white in our thinking, very all or nothing. And shades of grey feel very difficult to see. and how you would normally be able to sit on something for a while, or, you know, wait and see, or relax with uncertainty, that ability doesn't feel like it's available to you in that moment. So that's anxiety. And then finally, apathy. So it's that feeling of almost giving up on stuff, can't be bothered. Like the passion that maybe you once felt for your business, well, definitely would have felt, feels like it's withered away a little bit. And there may be a sense of impatience with people, and it might be with people that you love. It might be with people, it might be people you work with, or it might be your clients even. And that really is a moment to say, right, all is not well here. I need to take a pause. And of course, with apathy as well, the desire to keep building the business just isn't there. So you maybe have stopped marketing. And of course, all of that, what I've described there, all of that, it can happen. You know, you can have days like that, you can have mornings like that, you can have hours like that. What I'm talking about here is these symptoms collectively happening over a period of time. And if it is allowed to go on for too long, it begins to have an impact not just on your health and well-being, but on your business too. So I'll give you an example of how the cycle, if you like, the cycle of business burnout can happen. So you become, so that exhaustion that I talked about, that apathy, you can get almost too tired to want to go out there and get new business, because it feels like, well, what would I do if I did have all this business? I'd be too tired to do it anyway. So we don't put ourselves out there. We stop marketing for new work, which means that comes true. Clients don't come, or worse still, we cancel the ones that we do have. And that then turns into, that manifests itself in a loss of income. The bank balance starts to diminish. And at that point, we start questioning the business. Well, hold on a minute, that maybe this isn't for me. I'm clearly not cut out for this, because I'm not making any money. And at this point, we might start looking for a job. And you know what I talked about, that all or nothing knee-jerk reaction, that would be an example of that. Well, that's it, I'm going to close the business and just get a job. And in reality, looking for a job and looking for something to do instead, you might feel quite despondent about that. And then get to the point where that feels a bit futile, you'll give it another go. So you give it another go. And if nothing has fundamentally changed about the way you see your life, the way you see your business, the way your understanding of how the mind works, if not a lot has changed since last time, then that cycle will continue. And of course, as business owners, we are our businesses, and how we feel directly affects how successful our businesses are. So those moments, and you will have had these moments many times in your life, where you're feeling energized, you're feeling passionate, you're eager to serve others, you're feeling brave, so you don't mess about doing things that aren't going to get you results. You take the direct route to making success happen. You feel really motivated to get your message out there and to create something in the world. Those moments, that's when you know that you're on the road to a thriving business. And that's a really useful place to be when it comes to growing a business. And not only that, but enjoying the journey as you go. And so the question is, how do we get to that point? And not just now and again, but actually feel like that most of the time. And the first thing to say about this, almost the only thing to say about this, is that within each and every one of us, as human beings, we have something very reliable within us that very often gets overlooked. And that's our internal guidance system, our inner sat-nav, if you like. And if you're someone who has experienced burnout a number of times, the chances are you've innocently not been paying attention to your internal guidance system for some time. Because that internal guidance system, that inner sat-nav, will let you know when it's time to take a break. It will let you know when it's time to eat. It will let you know when it's time to sleep. It will let you know when it's time to finish up for the day and spend time with friends or family. It will let you know when it's time to move your body or spend some time in nature. It will let you know when you need to drink some water. It will let you know when to listen to some music. And it will let you know when to go and do your online shopping order. Like the list of things this internal guidance system can let you know about is infinite. And it's not just the basics either. If you really get to know it and listen to it and connect with it, it's the source of all the best ideas you've ever had in your life, business and non-business. And it's the source of intelligence, your innate intelligence. It's where in the future all your fresh, new, innovative ideas come from. The ones that are smart and likely to leap your business forward. And our internal guidance system that has been operating from the moment you've been born, but maybe you've not even been aware of it until this moment. It's possibly the most powerful tool we've got going for us when it comes to how we live our life, how we are in business, and our health and well-being. And the problem is, it gets ignored. And it's a bit like pressing the snooze button again and again and again. And of course, the more that snooze button gets pressed, the less connected we are to it. And that's not to say that it's always available to us. It's just we're not seeing it or hearing it or listening to it or tuning into it. And if that innocent ignorance, if you like, goes on for too long, it gets to the point where if that body could speak, it would say something like this: well, you know what? If you're not going to actually listen to me, I'm going to do something about this. And that's when burnout happens. And if you're really unlucky, you have to take to your bed because you can do little else. It might be for a day. It might be for a weekend. It might be for a whole week. It might be for 3 months or 6 months or longer. And humans are a funny old bunch. Like, we really are. We think we're invincible. We think we're invincible. Until the moment we're not. And then regret sets in and gratitude for what we do have. And that seems like the moment when we fall into the present moment. We fall into the reality of here and now, rather than living in what's next, what's next, what's next. So My suggestion is to think of this podcast episode as a little pep talk, as a bit of a time saver, as something that resonates for you before you get to that point. And I want to ask you, if you were to think about it right now, where might you be ignoring your internal guidance system? And as I've said, if you tune into it, it's always there. It's always there guiding you anyway. But if you are able to experiment with taking your foot off the pedal, take your foot off the striving, the chasing, the looking ahead to the next thing, and tuning into the here and now, what happens then? And as my mentor, Jamie Smart, says, all you ever need to do is take the next step. All you ever need to do is take the next step. I love that. I love it so much. I have it as a post-it note on my wall. And I'm going to leave it there for now. My goodness, there's so much to say. Well, there is and there isn't. There's so much to talk about when it comes to burnout. And yet there's not. It's actually very, very simple. That when we tune into that internal guidance system and listen to it and honor it, knowing that it actually is more reliable than anything outside of us. You know, all the messages to get to wake up at 5 a.m. in the morning and do yoga followed by meditation followed by journaling followed by this and that and this. That's someone else's idea of what they know works for them. And you can spend a lifetime, my goodness, you can spend a lifetime consuming other people's good ideas. And if this message in what I'm saying here gives you one thing to think about, it's that you already have everything you need within you to take the next step. Like if you consume nothing else, you would know what to do next. And in a world of Google and anything and everything you could ever possibly need on the internet is available to you to show you and tell you and guide you how to build a business, I would imagine you have all the how-to in your head already. You've absorbed so much, even just this week. And that when you stop, it's a bit like, and I've heard this used as a metaphor before, and I really like this. It's a bit like I think it's Dr. Amy Johnson says this. And it's a bit like the brass band playing in your head constantly, brass band, really noisy, really loud. And yet there's this tiny little, almost can't hear it at first, this tiny little piccolo. And that's what you want to be listening to. It's almost like a whisper. And that is your internal guidance system. And if you get the sense that as you're listening to this, the way you're working isn't quite working, then I invite you to come and join me for a group coaching program that I've designed to address just that. Like if you've reached the point where the hustle, the bustle, the hard work, it's really grinding you down, then come and join us because we start on the 8th of October for 6 weeks. And the program is called The Effortless Path to Success. And we're going to go on a 6-week journey which explores the idea that there is another way of being in business and life that feels lighter, that feels easier, more doable, more effortless. And when you feel happier and healthier, and your mind is calmer and clearer, well, guess what? Your business benefits too. It just does by default. So enrollment for this program closes on Friday the 5th of October at 12 noon. So you can get yourself booked on if you fancy it. You just go to happyhealthyentrepreneur.com /effortless, happyhealthyentrepreneur.com/effortless. I will put the link in the show notes as well. And if you're listening to this after that date, then don't worry, because I plan to run this again in early 2019 as well. So you haven't missed out completely. And I think that's it from me for today. And just remember, just keep taking the very next step. That's all you have to do. Very next step. Sending lots of love, and bye for now.